rest of the story. It was America, but in the days before there were states to be united, so it was the wrong place and the wrong time for Jean-Baptiste du Sable. He was a Frenchman, where and when being French was a punishable offense. He was a black man, where and when black men were in chains. He was a man in the middle, caught between conflicting prejudices. But most frustrating of all, Jean du Sable was a well-educated, highly intelligent, civilized man, alone in a world that had yet to be civilized. Jean du Sable was a child of the West Indies, born black in French Haiti. His father was a distinguished man, the owner of a prosperous coffee and hardwood plantation. His mother was killed in a Spanish raid when he, Jean, was 10. The boy was educated at the St. Thomas Catholic School, was afforded the advantages that one might imagine of a youngster from such a prestigious Haitian family. And then one day when Jean was 19, his father summoned him. The boy was a man now, and there was so much of the world yet to be seen. He, Jean, would begin that last most important part of his education by boarding his father's ship and setting sail for New France. New France, that meant New Orleans. And so on a spring morning, 1764, young Jean du Sable embarked upon the rest of his life. Figuratively and literally, it was to be anything but an easy voyage. A hurricane destroyed his father's vessel off the coast of Florida. Jean made it to shore. His money and his French citizenship papers did not. Arriving in New Orleans, he learned that black meant bondage. Of course, he was no runaway slave, but he couldn't prove that. He had no papers to verify his free status. So he sought refuge in a Catholic mission. He might have written his father for money, might even have returned home to Haiti, but his youthful pride prevented that. Instead, he would journey northward beyond this New France into British territory. And he did. And years passed. And yet, how might anyone have predicted the increasing tension between France and England? How could Jean have foreseen the day when he would be arrested and imprisoned by the British because he, Jean, was French? He was released after several months, and one can imagine the emotion of that occasion, the vows under the breath of this cultured man lost on an uncouth continent. To the British, he was French. To the French, he was black. And finally, ironically, almost humorously, to the Indians, he was white. One can imagine the emotion and ultimately the defiance of Jean du Sable, the brunt of kaleidoscopic prejudices, a man in the middle, determined single-handedly to civilize some corner of this dismal domain. And he did. And he did. As a trading post and a little five-room house on the southwestern wilderness shores of Lake Michigan, a haven was hand-carved by a frustrated individualist named Jean-Baptiste du Sable, a refuge of his own creation from the tyrannies and the suspicion of smaller men, a simple, quiet retreat which he founded, a retreat which he alone founded, that ultimately became a community of individualists, grew into a town, flourished into a city called Chicago. And now you know the rest of the story.